Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And it's the right time to thank Dwight and Helmut with Home Run Program. And yeah, this is a time of the evening where we discuss about issues which are affecting our bread and butter and everything that has to do with economic development. And yeah, there is a lot of things which are happening. There is actually a lot of things which are happening around the world and also in the continent of Africa. But for now, as we are always indicating to you that if you want to be up to date with current affairs, whether they are happening domestically, regionally, continentally, and internationally, particularly those which has to do with economic development, we always make sure that the conversation that we bring about are content-based conversation which are bringing about economic development, which are bringing about issues of governance, which are bringing about content which affect our branded butter. And today, we are going to discuss about academia. We are going to discuss about education, especially this time of the year, where different learners are coming to the end of their, you know, high school years. And after that, you need to think about the future. You need to think about academic choices. You need to think about what is that you are going to do moving forward, especially when it comes to the choices of choosing the career, the choices of, you know, choosing something that you are going to do, particularly to the rest of your life. In some occasion, you only get one opportunity to go to university to make sure that you get that certificate, that diploma, that degree, that master's degree, that you know, PhD, and also that postdoctoral if you decided to go that journey. But maybe the question that we need to ask ourselves is that who is in charge of making a choice to what I want to study? Is it my parents? Is it my friends? Is it, you know, my love partner? Although at that stage you don't have a true love partner, you are just making out of high school. But who has a choice, particularly when it coming to academic life? And what are some of the things that we need to consider? And this is always a center of a debate, especially when it comes to talent and also academic abilities. Is it really necessary for me with 42 points to make sure that I go to vocational training center, then I study, you know, capitally? Is it necessary? Why is it wrong? Why is it not wrong? Who should be able to make choices for me, especially when I want to study? Are we making choices because we want a career with a lot of money? Or are we making choices because we love that career? Are we making those choices based on the economic needs of the country? Are we making those choices because we want something variable long term? Because these are all the questions that are going through at the mind of somebody who is completing the final year of high school. And these are all the questions that are going through the mind of those young ones. That's why I'm always telling people to say there is not a stressful moment rather than you being in grade 12 or rather than you being at the last year of your high school, because everything is going throughout your mind. You want to study, you want to pass grade 12, you want to pass that final grade, now is A level. You want to study this one, your parents are saying this one, your friends are saying this one, the economy is saying this way, and all those things they have to go through your mind. But at this juncture, where the current economic situation, either is global, continental, or at the domestic level, they are dictates of our choices. They dictate what are we choosing. Am I choosing something because this thing or this course has a career path that I can work on? Am I choosing this career because I love it? Am I choosing this career because it's economically possible for me? It will bring me some fruits that I can be able to use to assist my family members and also to get the life that I want. Am I choosing this career because it's a career which matters or it's a career which is needed? Do I need to wear a suit or do I need to be on top of the building? Do I need to be on site? Do I need to be on the project or do I need to make sure that I'm behind the desk? Do you want to be in the courtroom or do you want to be, that of who is standing at the bench. And what are some of the things which we need to look at? Number one is ability to do the work. That is number one. And ability to do the work, especially when I'm speaking about those who are in grade or in the highest grades in their high school, what they need to look at is that, is what you want correlating to what you are doing? Yes, you love engineering, you want to be an engineer, but are you passing mathematics? Are you passing physics? Or you just love something, but you are not able to pass that subject? Can you excel in that subject? Because there is always a difference between what you want and what you are able to do. And if you are not putting those together, then you will not get it. And the other thing is also about career choices that are in line with your interest. Are you choosing that career choices because it's really in line with your interest, or because somebody is saying, my son, my daughter, go into that because you will make a lot of money out of it? And what is the implication of that? What is the implication of choosing something that has only money, but there are no other things that you are enjoying? Who are you working for? Because remember, when you make that choice, or when you are advising somebody to make that choice, you must be able to remember that this is going to be the life of this person in the next, or the whole year of his life. Some of these people don't even get an opportunity to go to university anymore. Some of these people don't even get an opportunity to make other...
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon. Let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. When life gifts you an unexpected breakdown, take control with Express Credit. Borrow $3,000 to $32,000. Same day loan approval. Call 081-9500-500 for more information.
Some of these people don't even get an opportunity to make other choices anymore. But what I'm indicating to you is that, giving you my example, that is where we draw the lines between me and my parents to say, go and study this. May I say, no, I'm done. I've been giving you respect all of my life, and this is the time there we have to draw lines to say, I'm going to choose something that I'm going to study that I enjoy so much. Even if I don't get a job, I'm still enjoying it, but I'm still also getting extra skills that I can use to other professions. Because, you know, one of the things that we need to tell young people, especially the youth who are at high school, is that there are two kinds of degrees. There are professional degrees and there are general degrees. And there are degrees that will allow you to expand your wings. And there are also degrees that are going to limit you to one profession. Let me say, somebody wants to be a bank manager. Nobody go to school and study and say, I want to be a bank manager. Nobody go to school and study and say, I want to become a CEO. And nobody go to school and study and say, I want to be a supervisor within, an accounting firm. Nobody go to school and study that. But there are degrees, there are qualifications that allow you, that will allow you to get in line with that career. There are careers that you can get through when you are going forward. Because there is always this definition of a professional degree, which is quite a very interesting thing. But in the economy that we are in now, do you know how limited our graduates are now? Because when somebody study education, for example, when somebody study nursing, it's either nursing or the highway. But the situation that is going to be there in the next 4 years, nobody can predict about it. Nobody can predict about it. And that is a situation now that we have, around 15,000 education graduates. I don't know now where the statistic is going to be, because we have heard about the recent graduated, different institutions. But the question that we need to ask ourselves is that whose choice, who has power, and what inform that decision? Apart from now, your ability to do the work, what is a competitive advantage of that is that what we are going to study? And what can you do to get, what can you do to expand within that profession? Let me say somebody study business administration, for example, or business management. If you study business administration and business management, it may look like a degree that is not going to take you straight to a certain professions. But what I'm advising you is that when you have that degree, you have a lot of choices. When you study finance, for example, you have a lot of choices and you can navigate through, because these are general degrees. These are general qualifications. When you have a degree in finance, nobody say you must work in a bank when you have a degree in finance. You can work anywhere. You can work in business. You can work in financial advisory. You can work in government and anywhere. And that is the power of general qualification. And what is very interesting is also that when you are applying for a certain job, there is always an aspect of any other relevant qualifications. Who do you think is being asked about that? That is somebody who has a degree which is not specifically that is required, but has skills that can be able to be used in that profession. Now, the thing that we need to get it clear is that it's tough to everybody. It's tough out there to everybody. That is why parents, the learners, academic institutions, community leaders must be able to come together, and also don't dictate but guide a student, guide a learner. Because when you are able to guide that learner, when you are able to identify that talent, it's going to be more easier for that learner to make a choice, because it's a choice that you're going to live with for the rest of your life. And making that the best choice, I think, is one of the great things that you can do before choosing a love of your life. Because those are key, bigger decisions. And people don't see this. Just say, no, mine when he's done, or my son when he's done, or my daughter when he's done, I'm sending her to nursing school, or he's going to do engineering, or he's going to do what. But have you really sit with a person and asked to say, what are some of the things that we need to look at? And also putting in mind, and also the other thing that you need to do is never be ignorant about the current circumstances. There must always be about reading the weather and where is the weather blowing into. Because being ignorant can also be a very dangerous thing to do. Because if you are ignorant about the current environment, if you are not seeing what is in the market, if you are not seeing new industries, if you are not seeing how the economy is working, and you end up studying something which cannot be accommodated, and you can also not able to translate your skills into that. But the other thing that that also need to look at is that as a learner, as a student at high school, when you are making an academic choice, you must also put into cognizance about this thing that people do not speak about, especially when it's coming to, studying. Understand the budget, how finance is working. Understand, are your parents, are your guardians able to pay? At what university? Because all these things are the things that you need to put into calculations. Because I'm telling you to say, I've seen guys that we have been with at university, we've been with them at corridors of training institutions, but a very brilliant person, but because of poor miscalculation of those who are guiding him, he end up leaving university for the final, when he was at the final year to go and look for a job, because of failure of calculations. Yes, something can happen, the unforeseen circumstances that we understand. But if there are things that you can avoid, calculate, know who is going to fund you. Is there a guarantee on that? At what rate? How is the budget of academic fundings? Because being through university, being through college, I was able to see what the students are going through, especially first-year students. And there was a time I wrote an article about, you know, key things that a first-year student must put in mind. But looking at that aspect is that there is no difficult time at university at any point in time than being a first year, because that is the hardest year. Whether you are coming from a rich family or a poor family, that is the hardest year that is going to define you. And that is a difficult year that is going to define, are you going to be resilient? Are you going to cope? Are you going to be in or you are out? And to put it into the context is that a lot of people were never tipped off, because when we were at high school, for example, I was just motivated to say, no, David, pass grade 12, you go to university, and when you go to university, there are trees of orange there and green grass. You will not see that grass when you come to any institution that you are going to, because you know why? There are things that you need to orient yourself very fast, because you need to learn very fast. And you need to learn very fast. You need to learn the language, you need to learn the communication, you need to learn the environment, and you also need to learn human interaction. And people, we are just throwing students in the dark hole. Go there, others are also going. But there were never a question to say, can you orient this person before he or she entered universities? We have seen brilliant minds, and I'm speaking this without any fear of contradiction. We have seen brilliant minds, young men who end up becoming, criminals, not because it's what they want. It's a situation that they did not understand. We have seen ladies end up doing what they do not want to do because they want to upkeep themselves, especially with finance, especially with the life at university. You know, the first time, and through my experience, the first time I enter university, I spent the whole week just observing people and looking around. When people are going to class me, by the time they say, no, go to this. And when you are at university, there is these names of every lecture hall has its name. G, what, H, what. I spent the whole 1 week just observing how people are moving, because I was so shocked. It was a shock of my life. But I have learned a lesson to say, coming to a new environment without being taught about that is up to you to learn very fast and understand that apart from the choice which I have made, how should I put my cards in order? Because if I don't put my cards in order, I'll either lose myself at this university or I'll make it through this university. And these are the things that people do not talk about. Somebody can come from a very good family. Parents are just sending money, but they don't ask about the situation at university. That's why, that is where people make mistakes. That is where, students make mistakes. And they end up misunderstanding even the courses that they have chosen, because that is where you entered in the situation where you'll be able to see that in terms of there are barriers, that there are mountains that you need to jump before you get to where you want, because there is quite a very good example that somebody should give to say, when our students are going to university, I went to college, I went to technical schools. Number one, the first aim of that is to make sure that this person study, and when this person study, he or she become productive to the economy. Not only that this person become productive to the economy, this person become productive to the economy, but he or she must also be able to be satisfied with the choices that this person made. Because at any point in time, at any university, at any college, there are around more than 50 courses, some 100 courses. But at any point in time, that person will be able to make that choice, that you are not only going to be economically productive, but you are also going to be satisfied about what you have studied. And I'm telling people this, not only for money, but for what you want to do. Because if we put money first, which is actually it's actually a very difficult thing to advise somebody about finance when you are not financially on point. But what I'm trying to indicate to you is that it must be more than money. It must be a patience. Because you may all studied business management, for example, or economics or trade. But out of all those people, somebody who has thought about that beyond finance, this person become more innovative in that field and start shining in that field, then become a leader in that industry. Because what everybody wants, there is no parent who wants her kids to be, not to say an amateur, but just to be a mediocre. Everybody wants his or her kids to succeed. But at the same time, everybody wants his or her kids to... We are very careful to say it's not only about picking a career. It's not only about sending a person to institution of higher learning. And it's also not only about finance that this person is going to get. But it's about choices that this person has to make. And what I'm trying to indicate to you is that in terms of that... We are continuing with business and economic segment, and today we are speaking about career guidance. We are speaking about who has power to make choices for somebody to study about something, especially when it coming to academic choices, and also what are those things that students make, what are those mistakes that students make, especially when they go to institution of higher learning. The first thing that students make is comparison, and you can be, one thing that you need to know is that you can be from the same family, you can be even twins, but you don't have a same mindset. You do not have a same way of thinking. You don't have the same intellectual capacity. If you see somebody studying civil engineering just because you want to study civil engineering, or just because your friend is doing it, you, even without understanding why that person is studying that, then you also decided to pick that choice. That's why you find students who are in limbo. You find them at university, but they do not know where they are going and where they are coming from. Because by the time you are in your third year, then you realize, you say, nah, man, the other thing which I've studied is not really what I want. I think I should go back. Then you find some of them, they quit and they try to do other courses, which is actually not something that, you know, you should say somebody should not do. But there are things that are costly mistakes that we should avoid, especially when you are a first year at the university, at the college, at the techno, at the technic, at the high institution of learning. Because the first thing that we need to do is that, apart from evaluating all those factors that I have indicated to you, because there is a factor of your choice, what you want, there is a factor of your talent. Are you able to do that? There is a factor of understanding the difference between what you want and what you can do. Because if you want to study something which is too technical and you are not a technical person, it's a no to you. You can force it and you can get through it, but you are not able to do it very well. But everything can be learned. If you want to study something, but that is that thing that you are studying, or that course that you are studying, is not giving you an option to expand. And the other thing that the mistake that we do is that we are limited. We are limited by career professions. We are limited by the connotation that qualification is put into. We are limited by that. But I give you an example of me. Me, when I went to university, I said, it's either law or political science. Then we will discuss about other things later. Then I studied political science. I passed within a given time, because I was very happy, I knew what I want. But I also made sure that when I was there, I was doing my own networking. But I was also very happy, because to me, studying was a hobby. That is why in that aspect, I can navigate anywhere where my skills are required. Where my skills are required, because I'm not only a political analyst who is limited to political analysis to do research about politics. I can also navigate the areas of economy, because part of the courses, part of the people that you are interacting with, part of the training that you are getting, you also have those areas. And there are also skills that should be advised to be required or to be acquired when a student is at university. Number one is the networking skills. People were not taught about networking. The ability to connect with people that you do not know, but people of the skills that you want. The ability also to increase your social capital. Because we only thought about go and make more money, but we are not taught about go and make right friendship or go and make right connections. That's why somebody gave an example to say, why you guys are busy trying to find the solution to a certain problem? Why you are busy trying to position your kid somewhere? Why you are busy trying to advise your kid somewhere? Decisions are made at the farm. People, when they are at the dinner table, they are dining with their CEOs. They are dining with, the friends of your parents can also mean a lot to you. But we did not know about this thing. And the friends that we are picking at university, they also mean a lot to our kids. And it's high time now that we must learn to say, when you are sending your kids to school, do not only send them to complete the qualification, but send them to make sure that they broaden their network. Send them to make sure that they pick right friendship, because what we realize is that after university, you'll be able to realize that life is not only about being a best student in class. Life is not only about getting things right, but it's also about who you know, how do you interact with people, at what value, at what level of engagement. That is why we are always indicating to say, beyond a qualification, beyond the choices that we are making, these external skills, they matter more, because actually three phases that life is going through a lot of transformation in the span of 5 years. Because remember, you just left high school, you left the direct support of your parents, you lost the direct support of your guidance, you lost the direct coaching of your teacher. Because when you go to university, there's not this thing of waste your homework. It's only that I want the assignment to be done this time. If it's not done, people will not force you. You run yourself. You start running and also correcting all those information that you are required to correct, because there people don't play. They are dealing with elders. Now your life is transformed. Just after 3 years at university, at college, at the training, then you enter the job market. When you enter the job market, life is still is already different, because you are no more at university, you are no more at the training at the training institution. You are at in the job market. Now the question that you need to ask yourself now is that, is there going to be a connection between what I wanted, the choice I made, and also what I'm going to be when I enter the job market? And what are the lessons should I learn? Who should I listen to? And it's quite a lot of questions, especially to those who are entering the field, especially to those who are entering the first year. And just to indicate on that note, apart from career choice and advice, it's a life that you have to choose. Because one thing Venduk taught me, or one thing Winduk taught me when I enter university, is that you have to be very calculating and make choices according to what you have. You either decide, are you going to attend the poiki party, or you are going to reserve your money to go to university. You make a choice. Are you going to buy your girlfriend gifts, or you are going to make sure that you maintain that amount of money that so that you can get to university? Are you going out to watch football, or you are going to make your homeworks? And there are a lot of things that you need to learn. You also need to learn to negotiate with yourself. You may have money and you want to buy a very expensive, beautiful sneakers. Not expensive, beautiful sneakers. But you also need to learn to negotiate with yourself. That what choice would I make to make sure that I'm at point B? So that's why today we are discussing these issues, because we understand that it's the end of the year. It's coming, the year is coming to the end. And there is always a new cohort in any university, at any college, at any technique. And we have seen first-year students falling victims of financial scams, and also being misled. And some of people, they end up hating high institutions. It's quite a very important thing to make sure that you thought about every step before you make that move. And it's also very important to make sure that you make your choice, you pick your choices correctly, and you understand where you are going how you are going to get things out. Because remember, this is the only point in any point in time that you are making a choice about your life. That you is you who is deciding. Because if your parents are choosing a career for you, are they going to be there when you are dealing with your own problems? Or who are you going to blame when they are not going to be there? Do you want to make your parents happy, or you want to make sure that you have a quality life? But mind you, let us also not be stubborn. And you must get me very correctly, especially when it's coming to academic choices. Let us also not be stubborn, because advice matters. But where is the final decision? You can get advice, but who is making the final decision at the end of the day is your life. And the other thing is also that, the economy is not doing as according to plan. Let us hope in the next 5 years, the economy is going to pick up as it's, wanted by everybody. But we must also be able to make sure that whatever we study, we must not be limited. Because one thing I've been asking myself is as to say, if I was in grade 6 with somebody who just quit grade 6, come to Venduk for 4 years. If this person who is a grade 6 dropout can come to a town and come back with properties, come back with money, come back with, vehicles, what about me who got to grade 12? There is something I'm not doing right. But here is where I'm bringing the aspect of let us not be limited. Let us not be limited by qualification, because qualification is just part of what you acquire in life. But what is very necessary, that paper is not the one which is going to do work for you. What is very necessary is the skill that we are gaining from that institution. Some of the skills, some of the skills that you get from university, you don't even get them from directly from the lecture halls. You get them from interacting with others, because And you pick which skill you can acquire, actually. Because let's talk about communication skills. Let's talk about leadership skills. Let's talk about emotional intelligence and conflict resolutions. You enter into a lot of conflict with fellow students when you enter a technical institution, especially when it's coming to group work. You find those who are lazy. You find those who are coming from a different cultural background. You find those who are coming from a different country. And you also find those who are just do not know even where things are coming from and where things are not working. But for you to pass at university or at a college, you need to make sure that all those people with their different personalities and their different characters, you have to work with them. You need to make sure that you have to work with them. That's why what we are indicating to you is that it's more than just you acquiring that paper. And one thing I've also observed is that life is not a direct or straight line. It's actually not a straight line. You have to go through up and down. You have to feel the pain of failing a module. You have to feel the pain of failing a test. Because university or college will also test you. If you used to be the best in your high school, forget about it when you come to university, because that is a battleground. That is a battleground, and in this way, you are going to be defined that how is your emotional strength? Can you keep up with a defeat? And also, can you bounce back? So, those are the things that we are discussing today, especially when it's coming to academic choices, especially when we are also comparing with the current, situation. Let me give you a tip. Currently, as you are speaking now, the economy is quite not good. Courses which were thought to be courses which are giving people job are not giving people job. And I'm not saying you should not study those courses. But one thing that you need to do is that when you are at university, and I wish I knew this actually, make sure that you prioritize short courses too. There are always free trainings which are being done. If you are in the field of computer, there are always those extra hours which are being given. There are always those public lecture when an expert is coming from outside your college and coming to give you a presentation within your field. Make sure that you capitalize into those things. Because if you do that, you are 3 steps ahead of your peers. Because that is where you get the connection anyway. That is where you get the networking. And the other thing also that you need to do is that you must be very good at doing your research, not only your research in terms of technical methodology which are placed there by your academic institution, but research your own research. Ask what is in the market, what is needed in the market. Ask those questions. You can ask your computer. You can ask expert in the fields. And we are very lucky that there is opportunity, actually. Open opportunity there on cybersecurity. Even if 20,000 people now study cybersecurity, there will be opportunity for them in Namibia. Because that is the area where there is nobody operating in it. And you must be able to understand what is cybersecurity. I'm not saying everybody should study cybersecurity. But what I'm indicating to you is that there is an open opportunity in cybersecurity. There is an open opportunity in agricultural science, either it's agricultural economics or agricultural science. There is an open opportunity there. Because you know why? Currently, as we are speaking, the country is prioritizing funding of agricultural projects. And food security become a main aspect. Food security become what is needed in Namibia. That's why if you're in the field of agricultural science, consider yourself lucky. And you also have a lot of information. And you don't need a degree, you don't need a diploma. You can get a certificate. Then you can expand on that. There are open fields that you can explore on. And what I'm indicating to you is that there is no better qualification than knowledge of business. There is no better qualification than knowledge of business. And this is something that we are not taught. And I'm telling you for free, whatever you study, put a business angle in that. If you are nursing, how can you make business with nursing? If you are a teacher, what is the business angle of your education qualification? If you are a civil engineer, what is the business angle? And there's something which is very important, which was mentioned by Exit, to say there is no better qualification than business. Because at the end of the day, by the time you understand is that everything is operating on economy, there's always an economic factor in everything. There's always transaction which need to be made. There's always something which need to be bought. And there's always a supplier. And there's always a client. And there's always somebody who did, there's always a demand and supply in the market. Then you'll be able to understand that although I went to school, if I do not understand how business is operating, if I do not understand that there is a market need anywhere and the people are supplying anywhere, then I'm still behind. So that's why today, when we are making these choices, particularly the very, very young ones who are entering the universities, don't be scared and don't be ignorant. You must be neutral. Don't be scared and don't be ignorant. And also do not be scared of making mistakes, because there is no better moment in life than entering a college, than entering a vocational training center, than deciding on what you want to study. These have been our dreams since grade 8. If you make it to that level and you are accepted, grab that. But at whose choice? Whose choice? Do you know that if you love drama and you have talent of drama, you can study drama, then no matter the situation of the economy, you can be the best in drama in that, say, you can be the best actor. Maybe the first one in Namibia, or maybe also not acting for Namibia. Or maybe you can use that qualification and that skills to get what you want, because there is always an alignment between your level of happiness, your level of satisfaction, and also what you want to get in life. That's why I told myself I'll never go far from geopolitics, trades, and international relations. No matter the situation, even if I was a cleaner somewhere, I'll still make sure that when I'm reading a newspaper, I have to make sure that I understand what's happening around the world. Even if I was a security guard somewhere, I have to make sure that because of my interest should not be stopped. So, the other part that we are looking at, is considering the economy, It's considering the economy and also to study what is needed in the market, and also to make sure that, especially when it's coming to what the market wants, one is always given sign that especially when you are in your third year, then you look at the field of your study, then you look at the market, then you look at the people who are being employed in that field of study, then you also being looking at what are some of the challenges one will also be able to pick up and say, this is where the pace is going, and these are the choices which I need to make, especially when it's coming to either you add another qualification, either you upgrade your skills, either you expand your network, because the issue of careers, especially with regarding to academic, is not well defined enough. It's not well defined enough because we come from a background where even when you have a parent who went to university, it was not the time of the university that this is now. Even if you have a cousin who went to university 5 years ago, things which are in demand now are different. We think about the issues of AI. This a new disruption in the market. It's now up to us to see, are we going to make them a positive disruption, or we are going to become the victim of that disruption. So that's why today we are telling especially those who have a bit of power to make choices or to advise young people who are going to university to that you must consider these few things. Is a talent? Is career interest? Is the ability of that person to do, that course? Is finance involved? Is safety? And also proper orientation. Because if you are not oriented properly, you can go to university studying accounting. You come back as a model. And I'm not against any model. But I'm saying there is no clear connection between what you want and what you are bringing on the table. You can't tell me that you are cooking salad, then you bring me a well-cooked meal of fish. Even if it's well-cooked, there is no connection between what you say, what you want, and what you do. And also to make sure that the first 3 months of university are the most difficult one. But if you navigate through those one, there's nothing which is going to stop you. There's nothing which is going to stop you. And the other thing that we're always telling students, especially when you are at the end of this year, you must be able to prepare yourself to enter a new life. If you are too much of a mommy's boy, mommy, I'm into this problem, papi, I'm into this problem, you are going to be on your own. If you enter that space, you're going to be on your own. And these are the things that people are not thought about, and you must be willing to make adjustment to your life, because some of these things, they come as a shock. That's why when you look at academic records of any student, the first year academic record, there is always a downgrade. Whether you are a genius or not, there is always a downgrade in terms of acquisition of points, and they pick up soon. And that is telling, what are those data telling you? Those data are telling you that you are going through a certain transformation, and if you are not ready with that transformation, then it's going to take you down. Yeah, that's why you find and it's actually not a crime, actually. You find people started same university, same year, then year of completion are different. Some can even quit for 2 years and go back and get that qualification again. But what we're trying to indicate to you is that if you are prepared, if you have a plan, a bad plan is better than no plan. And if you have that plan of academic endeavor, take that plan. And I'm always telling people to be stubborn about what they want, especially regarding what you want to study, because there is nothing which is going to make you happy than studying something that you love. And there's nothing which is going to make you happy, and even giving you more opportunities. But do not be an ignorant, stubborn person who is just looking at what you want. You must also find a balance to say, if I don't find myself in this space, where am I going to be? And there is this thing which kills a lot of you are not ready to say it's literal death, but the aim of proving that you're worth of a person, we still have time to make a lot of choices and a lot of mistakes. Because when you are in your 30s, I mean, when you are in your 20s, you don't need to worry about making a lot of choices. You still have time. But the fact that we are looking at issues of economic development, and I am even hoping to say that when it's coming to national priorities, parents must indicate to their learners, to say to their children, actually, to say this is where the country is going, this is where the investment is going. Take for example a national budget. For the past 2 years, for the past 2 to 3 financial year, take that national budget, then look at where the money is going. Where is the money going? Where is the greatest investment? And align that with your interest to say, if there is investment in this health sector, and I'm studying medicine, for example, I'm studying pharmacy, how should I make my career part of this business? Not to be a middleman, but what is that I can do to make sure that when the investment is coming here, my research and development aspect will be in this area. And that is where you're going to get money to change lives. Because we think, when I pick a career, I pick it for myself. I'm also picking it for my community and my country. I'm also picking it for my community and my country, because when you are picking a career, because that choice that you are making, and that choice that you are making for somebody, and that same person end up not completing that course because you dictate what that person have to choose, that is already a failure. Not only to the person herself or himself, but it's also to the system itself, because the system was supposed to absorb this person who was supposed to be productive, and he was supposed to be able to continue with the process of, or to be part of the chain of financial securitization. That's why today, in this point in time, we are indicating to say we only have November. Some of, people have already started with, preparation of their examination. And some have already, planning about what they are going to do with their life after grade 12, after A-level, after grade 11. But there is always issues of ambiguity in terms of choices. And there is always issues of unclarity in terms of the situation moving forward. But what I'm telling parents, supporters, guardians, and especially and also the main actor in this aspect, which are learners, is to make sure that the choices that you are making, and I'm not threatening you, I'm just saying the choices that you are making is going to define you. It is also going to define what you are going to enjoy in life, how you are going to live ahead, and it's also going to define where you are going to be and how your family is going to be in the future. And there is nothing regretting, or there's nothing which you can regret more than taking a wrong advice that you could have been avoided by analyzing it, because that is where you're going to define yourself moving forward. Apart from now looking at how the economy is working, you must also have advisors, and these are things that we did not have, and I'm giving you it for free. You must always have advisors, you must always have mentors. You must always have, academic mentors to say, for you to pass this course, you don't only need to study, you also need to listen. And for you to pass this course, you don't only need to study and listen, you also need to be on the ground and practice. You also need to listen to people. And one of the skills that it will not go out of this world, and it have never went out of this world, is the ability to find information, the ability to research, interpret information, interpret numbers, interpret context and text. That is research. Because after everything which happened, it's good to me to come up with a certain project. But you know what it is? That was supposed to be the main focus when we enter university. And maybe looking forward in reviving our education, research should be year course of every year. because that is where the practicality part of it, because that is where you, that is the only chance, or that's the only point where you will be able to see the real problem in the industry that you are getting, into. And the possible solutions are also drafted there in that industry that you are getting into. That is why make sure that even if you leave university without completing university, make sure that in terms of research, that should be one of the skills that you do not want to leave at university. Because if you are able to research, you are able to find information, you can also be able to interpret this information, simplify them, and make choices based on that information, because there is no field without research and development. And you must be able to understand that where we are now as a continent, majority of the African, all the 54 African countries, they are spending less than 1% of their GDP in research and development. And interestingly, all the previous recommendations on either African development or either, regional development, they emphasize on research and development. When you look at NDP6, for example, they emphasize in expanding their research and development. That's why, who are you entering university and leaving university without understanding what research is all about and how to do research? And how can you transfer academic research to the practical world of life? So, from this way, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of, Uncle Fly and Okapateka Toka, just to take you through Omtumwa. And from me, David Shombe, bye bye for now.